Hey guys, welcome back to the In My Room podcast with Grace and Aaliyah. I am Aaliyah.
And I'm Grace.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite K-dramas and maybe some that we don't really like. We didn't really plan this one out, y'all. We're just kind of going.
We're going for it.
And so I think the way we're going to do it is like two we've both seen and then two we like...
haven't seen, but then we also need to talk about the ones that we haven't liked that we, but the ones that we don't like, we watched together, like the ones that we really just hated.
Yeah, and then there's just some that I don't remember watching.
Oh, me too.
And I go through K-dramas like it's nothing, and so my list is very long, and we're not gonna be talking about every K-drama on our list. It's just, no, we're just doing a few. We tried recording this a couple weeks ago, and it kind of went down the drain. We talked about literally nothing, and we were so rushed. My dogs kept coming in. You know, it was a whole thing. So I decided, without telling Grace first, I'm going to delete it, and then tell her after I deleted it.
I don't really care. It's not good to throw it away. Like, that's yeah, how I feel.
Yeah, I figured, like, you wouldn't care.
I'm gonna be like, Aaliyah, are you freaking kidding me? We worked so hard on that. We didn't, by the way.
We literally didn't. We came up with it on the spot.
Hey, man, I'm done with it. Okay. Basically how it went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, should I start?
Yes.
Okay. We've both seen this one, but you didn't like it, so I'm just counting it.
Okay.
W.
Yes.
That was the first drama that I really got into. And I really liked it. The middle of it was kind of strange, but I still enjoyed it. So it's like comic book. It was like a fantasy drama? Is that how you would like describe it? Where like the dude was like living in a comic book, but like the girl, like they kept getting trapped in each other's worlds. Like she would go into the comic book and like he would come out of the comic book. It was kind of weird, but like I liked it.
I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid.
I thought the actor was hot.
The actor is hot, but he's been in better shows.
He has been in like Romance is a Bonus Book, which we've both watched. That's a better show.
But it is a better show.
I still enjoyed W.
W. Is that good?
Yeah, it was really good. Another one that I enjoyed, Hotel Del Luna. I started watching that one because Do Young from NCT was like, me and Taeyong or whatever are watching Hotel Del Luna, and then I found out Haechan was also watching Hotel Del Luna, and I was like, okay. Haechan is my bae, so I'm gonna start watching Hotel Del Luna because of Haechan, and so I did, and I really liked it. They have taste. NCT has taste in dramas, it looks like.
Yeah! I guess. My turn?
Yeah.
Goblin. I love that show. Basically, this is another fantasy one. I hate fantasy, like, to begin. Like, in general, I do not like fantasy, but fantasy K-dramas can be really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, like, fantasy shows to me, like, regular TV shows here in the United States, like...
I don't think I like those either.
I don't vibe with those.
Well, some of them I do. Let's be real. Some of them...
Yeah, come on now.
I went through a phase.
you went through a serious phase.
Vampires. Oh my god, y'all.
Oh my god.
The vampires.
Aaliyah actually used to be a vampire. Fun fact.
Sixth grade. me and my former friend,
yeah.
Yikes, would go around and say, tell people that we were vampires and, you know.
You know.
It was playground shenanigans.
Yeah.
That was not in sixth grade.
No. That was thinking, like,
that was like fourth, yeah. Fourth grade.
You weren't that old doing that.
No, I wasn't like 11 and 12 doing that. I was definitely in like fourth grade. Because I'm just now thinking about it, sixth graders weren't allowed on the playground.
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I just remembered.
Because then we had to start a hangout by the water fountain.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my drama that I want to talk about just for a little minute here is Goblin. And Goblin is a very popular drama. Like, most people have seen it. I mean, not most, because Aaliyah's never seen it.
Yeah, but, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Because I'm talking about it right now.
Okay, and you told me a lot about it, so I don't think I need to watch it
anymore. No, you don't.
You told me everything.
Because I love that show. Anyways, I gotta do it for the sake of the pod. God.
Okay.
Pod god.
I literally wasn't saying anything about that.
Feel like a pod god. Pod god. Okay. How can I start this? So, basically, the goblin, or the Gumiho, or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
He's immortal. This goblin, he had, like, a sword in his chest from, like, one of his, like, his last life that he had, and the bride of the goblin is meant to pull the sword out, but when the sword gets pulled, here's the kicker, he disintegrates into oblivion, basically.
So, don't give any spoilers.
Well, no, that's just that was the whole concept of the show.
Okay, I'm just telling you because you love to talk about it, and so I'm just
not, but I don't give spoilers.
Okay, Miss Girl.
Okay, wrong. I don't, and I give you a warning, and you're like, I don't care. Just tell me. Don't gaslight me. Anyways, let me just. I'm not gonna give any spoilers. There will be no spoilers in this episode unless we go spoiler alert. And then just skip.
Okay. Don't get so defensive.
Sorry, you attacked me. My bad.
Okay, Lil. Kidding.
Don't be throwing shit at my girl, Lil.
Okay, you say this every day, too. So don't you be gaslighting me.
Alright. Get out of stock! This is gonna end in a fight.
Y'all, we do this all the time. This is improv.
This is our friggin'. That's just our shenanigans, our antics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Yes, so that's the concept of the show. So, the goblin. His name is, Shin. That's his name. Because Shin is Korean for God. Fun fact. He's rich, obviously. If you're living for, like, 900 years, you better be rich.
Per.
Like, you have 900 years to save up and, you know, all that crap. So he's roommates, actually, with... Oh, the... Shin is played by Gong Yoo, who I love. And then...
He's actually my sugar daddy.
He's mine. He's mine first. So... He lives with the Grim Reaper, actually. They're roommates.
The one from The Sims?
No. Hotter.
Oh.
The roommate is played by Lee Dong-wook, which, another sugar daddy of mine.
Yeah.
I love him.
I would give him a smooch.
I give him a smooch, too.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
Yeah, for real. Like, if I had the chance, I'd be like, smooch.
Smooch, okay. Smooch, smooch, setch. You know?
Yeah.
So...
I get a cough, hold on. Oh. I'm sorry. Edit that out.
Okay. So they're roommates, and so Goblin finds this girl. She's in high school, but she is legal. So, yeah, it's a little weird. She was in high school when they first met, but, like, she was of age. Basically, she didn't have a very good upbringing. No mom, no dad, you know. Living with, like, her aunt and uncle and cousin. She ends up leaving. And then she lives with him. Because, like, she's the bride of him. So he's like, well, I guess you could stay here, basically. And so they go through their trials and tribulations. Just like any other K-drama. They have their split. Yeah, I can't go further without, like, giving spoilers, so basically that's what that's about. I didn't like how it ended, but I also liked how it ended at the same time. Because they did end up together. That's that I can say that. Because, like, that's
it's a K-drama.
Let's be real here. So, yeah, that's about all I can say. And, oh, Young Jay from B2B is also in it, by the way. And I like him.
Well, that just made me think of Minhyuk. From B2B. That's why I was saying, because I am ultimate simp for Minhyuk.
But I like Young Jay too.
Yeah.
Da Ja Ho!
Yeah, obviously.
My mom just sent me a picture of her lunch. Yummy. She's at the Korean restaurant. She said, at the Korean restaurant, period. New dish, period. Thank you, Mom. Looks good. Anyways, what should I talk about? I didn't know what other one to talk about because I kind of forget what you've seen and not seen.
Same, that's why.
And then I gotta remember, I know you haven't seen, like, Touch Your Heart, but I don't really remember what that was about. Oh, yeah, I do. So, Touch Your Heart, I guess I'll just talk about this one. Starring Lee Dong-wook and, I forget her name. But actually, you know what I find very interesting? Find it kind of goofy. So, the two main leads in Touch Your Heart were both secondary characters in Goblin. And they were love interests in Goblin, as well as their drama together. So I'm like, it's not a hard... I've already seen them together. I've seen their chemistry. I know it works. Because sometimes you'll be watching a K-drama and it's like, I know these people don't really like what they're doing here. So, anyways. So the girl... And I forget both of their names in the show. Did you?
No, I never remember
what their names are. So, oh, her name in Goblin was Sunny, I think. But that's kind of irrelevant to this conversation right now. So, she's an actress, and she wants this role. And in order to get this role, she has to, like, work at a law firm. Because she wants this role as a lawyer. So she's working as, like, a secretary for this lawyer, who's played by Lee Dong-wook, and I totally forgot what happened. I'm sorry. I don't remember what happened in that K-drama. I don't freaking remember. I'm not on my K-drama grind right now.
Neither am I.
Because I've been watching, like, other shows, and I just don't have time.
Same. I've been rewatching Ghost Adventures from the beginning.
So. Yeah, I've been watching Ghost Adventures. I've been watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I've been watching 1,000-Pound Best Friends.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
My main one right now is just Ghost Adventures. Like, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it again. Like,
no, because I was watching the older episodes too, and I was into it.
Yeah, like the beginning of the show is just, like, so hooking.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I think the beginning is better than now, in my opinion. I
like both.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love all of Ghost Adventures. Yeah. But, like, the beginning, I think, just has my heart right now.
It's really good. I'm watching season 5 right now.
I'm in season 2.
Yeah.
So should we watch, or should we say some dramas that we've seen together?
Yes.
So, I'm going with first and obvious one. Itaewon Class.
Itaewon Class.
That, okay, so I think that's my all-time favorite drama.
Yeah.
There's not very much romance in it, really, at all. But, and I'm usually a sucker for a good romance.
Yeah, me too.
But this one grabs your attention in so many other ways.
The plot is so interesting.
Yeah, and it's so good. And, like, it's a lot different than any other K-drama that I've seen. Like, most K-dramas are kind of, like, the same. Like, you know which episodes things are going to happen. Yeah. And, like, but this one, like, you never knew.
Yeah, they kind of kept you on the edge of the seat. Edge of the seat. Like, my change up expressions. Yeah, and not to mention, Park Seo-joon is my favorite actor.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. It makes
yeah, Park Seo-joon is also my favorite actor.
I love so many actors, but he just has my heart for some reason. Mm-hmm. I just love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that one definitely, it was a drama. That's what I liked about it. It was dramatic.
Yeah. What else can we say about that? Like, without any spoilers, I don't really know.
A lot of people said that the romance was forced, but I'm like, how could you force a romance that wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the entire plot of it, like, she was, like, pining after him. Like, she's 10 years younger than him, but, and, like, she was in love with him, but he didn't feel the same way. And so, like, at the very last episode, it's finally, like, they're finally together. Mm-hmm. And so, there wasn't very much romance in it, other than in, like, the last few episodes. Well, the last episode, really. Yeah, that's about the last episode.
Like, during the show, we know she's interested in him, by the way, like, you know, she looks at him, or mm-hmm. things that she says about him, or, like, actions towards him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's really not about that. It was really about how he was an ex-convict trying to start this business. And this business, even though it's a small business, it has this large corporation who has had a past with him and his father. And that's why he takes it to so many levels, because he really did this for his father, who was killed indirectly by that company.
Yeah.
You know, and he ends up being put in jail for some of the things that he does as a result of his father being killed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gets out of jail and decides to start his business after, didn't he read a book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He read a book. And so he just started up this business. And the girl, she had a large social media following, so she was, like promoting it. And so they basically just had this, like, corporation that was, like, small going up against this giant one who already has a vendetta out for him for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, that whole aspect is interesting, because you don't really see that in K-dramas. Like, you see, like, competition within the corporate world, but you don't really see, like, the personal side of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the side story. Yeah. While most K-dramas are more about the, like, romance and, like, the two main characters. But this one, it was all about each character. Like, each character had, like, their own little story. And none of them really felt like secondary characters.
Right. Especially my man, Tony.
Oh, Tony. Let's not forget.
Let's not forget Tony.
Yeah.
Yep. So, next one, Crash Landing on You.
What a lovely drama that is.
That one is all about romance.
it's all about romance, but it's also very different from a lot of K-dramas. Yeah, it's like,
those two dramas really stick out to me because they're so different. Mm-hmm. They don't follow, like, the same path like every other K-drama does.
And it was like, you didn't know what was going to happen in the next episode, because mm-hmm. her circumstances were so, like, it differed, like, day by day, just since she crash-landed in North Korea.
Yep.
So, not to mention, like, the two main characters had amazing chemistry because they're together.
They're together in real
life.
And
they're gonna get married, and I'm so excited for
them. I'm so excited for them. Oh my gosh. Yes. We were so excited when they got quote-unquote exposed. Yeah. Like, but, anyway, the whole premise of this is that, like, she was, like, how do you describe, like,
so,
she was, like,
she was testing out, like, a sportswear.
Yeah, but then,
is
like,
that what you're trying to do?
No, then she was on, like, the parasail. Is that what it's called? Nope. No. She was in the air.
She was parachuting.
Parachuting. Nope. Because she was on, like, the, okay, yes, yeah, she was. Yes, she was.
She ran off a hill and she was
parachuting. Yep, okay. And then she, wind took her and blew her into North Korea, onto a military base type deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so this North Korean soldier finds her and takes her back, and, you know, that's basically all I'm going to say.
takes her back, and she's in North Korea for a while before, I guess we could say she does end up going back to South Korea, because it happens in the middle of the show. And he he actually makes missions in and out of South Korea, so you see, like, how it could be, like, how he got into South Korea was so interesting, and, like, how, like, everything was going about. Didn't she end up back in North Korea?
Yeah.
She ends up back in North Korea, and then... That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But...
We're really trying here, guys, not to give too much away.
Yeah. Like, so, that also had a lot of good supporting roles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his little posse, they weren't annoying. They weren't overbearing. No,
they were funny, though. They were really funny.
Especially when they went into South Korea and they had to act natural. Yeah. Like, they didn't know how to act.
No, because that one guy always watches South Korean K-dramas, and so he thought that's how they actually acted.
Yeah.
And so he was being all over dramatic and everything. And yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we could talk about the ones that we dislike or we have a love-hate relationship with.
Yeah, love-hate... For me, that would be, what is it? Oh my goodness. We watched it together.
Nevertheless?
Nope.
Love Struck in the City?
Love Struck in the City.
That's a love hate?
That's a love hate. That's not a full hate, because I do like the storyline. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, she was fucked up for what she did.
Yeah.
Excuse my French, y'all, but... If you watch the show, you know. But, yeah. Like, I liked the beginning of it before we knew, like, everything that she did.
Yeah. I loved Ji Chang-wook.
Oh, my God, yes. I loved him and
Suspicious Partners.
And when Ji Chang-wook is in a drama, you know there's going to be some steamy scenes.
Yeah, true. He was in a drama called Melting Me Softly, and I barely can remember what happened.
Yeah, I remember watching it. I don't remember anything about what happened.
I mean, I remember that they were, like, frozen in 1995 or something, and then they got thawed out, and then, like, they had to keep a certain temperature, and...
That's about all I remember.
They worked in the same place. Yeah. That's about it. I don't remember what happened at the end, so I couldn't even give you a spoiler.
Yeah, no.
Love Struck in the City made me upset just because I love Ji Chang-wook, and I would never do that to him.
No, I've never played Ji Chang-wook like that.
Yeah.
And then, you've never seen this one, I don't think. I'll Go to You When the Weather is Nice.
Oh my God. You've told me about that, and I do not want to watch it.
It's kind of boring, but it gets me by. Like, I'll go and rewatch it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just for something to watch. Like, it was never, like, my favorite or anything like that.
No.
But, like, it's good. Yeah. Like, so the main character was the chick from Secretary Kim.
Yeah.
And so she, like, moved to, like, the city or whatever. Because she didn't like the small town that she was from. And there was this, like, guy she left in her small town. Like, they were friends and... There was something between them. I think they broke up or something. And then she had to move back to her small town, and she rekindled with the guy, and he has, like, a bookstore in his house, I'm pretty sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ends up working there, and so it's kind of boring, but it's good.
By the way, update on my mom's food. She's like, it's a kind of ramen. It wasn't great. Kind of bland.
Oh.
It looks, I don't... I feel like we should talk about Nevertheless.
Nevertheless, we need to talk about that one because I hate that one. It's bad. It's bad.
It's not
a bad drama.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad drama. It just makes me angry.
It makes me very upset, and I wouldn't watch it again.
No, I would not go back and rewatch that one. I'm the queen of rewatching, and I would not rewatch that one.
Yeah, no. No, because that would take up a lot of energy. Because it just was aggravating.
It was, like, the decisions...
Were stupid.
Were... Oh.
They were mindless. Mm-hmm. They were stupid.
And he was a player. She knew that going into it, that he was a player, and that he had other chicks. And, like, she was a side piece.
Yeah.
She knew that.
Yeah, she'd keep on going back.
Yeah, she'd keep on going back, and then she ended up falling in love with him, and then... Ugh, my God. And then... I mean,
he is good looking.
He is good looking. He is sexy. But... He's not a good person.
No, he was really bad.
Yeah. And, like, he even left her on her birthday, and she still went back.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you just... No. Have enough respect for yourself not.
Literally. And, like, the Dyson Airwrap, product placements were ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
They would show, like, 30-second clips of her just doing her hair. Complete silence.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd hear, like, what she was doing, but dramas with shameless product placement make it so obvious, like, in Love Struck in the City, Swiss Miss Hot Chocolate.
Yep.
They would, like, they would have their mug at a weird angle, and they'd be drinking it, like, I don't know how to describe it without, like...
It was just, like, the handle was on the outside, like,
it was... It was odd, because it had, like, a Swiss Miss logo on the mug.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd also just show a clip of them, like, opening the packet and, like, kind of shaking it up and then pouring it in the cup and stirring it up. I'm kind of rhyming here. I'm, like, rapping. And then taking a sip. Like, I know how to make hot chocolate.
I just use a K-cup.
I mean, you could just use a K-cup, but we've all made a Swiss Miss hot chocolate, have we not?
We all have. I have a hot cocoa in my hand right now. It's salted caramel. It's actually pretty good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I got two Starbucks ones. I couldn't open the package, and so I used scissors, and I accidentally cut the package of the hot cocoa.
Oops.
Oops. Yeah, I think that's all I got. It's all I got in me.
That's all I got. Hopefully that wasn't boring.
I don't think it was. I mean, once we get into it,
yeah,
I feel like it was good.
Sure.
Oh, my foot fell asleep. Ugh. Anyways, y'all.
Anyways.
Yeah, I think that's it. And if y'all want to talk more K-drama with us, rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and leave a review. Yeah. So do the outro.
I've been Grace.
I've been Aaliyah. And
hey,
what?
I was thinking, I don't like it when people talk in unison. So.
But it's been our, like, outro, I know, forever.
But, hey, it's okay. We usually do womp 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 at the beginning. We change
that. Yeah, but I liked this outro.
Okay, fine. I've been Grace.
I've been Aaliyah. And this has been the In My Room podcast.